Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Lisa Shapiro. I am a consultant with Public Service of New Hampshire, and I prepared a preliminary economic and fiscal impact report on the project as proposed. We're at the very early stages. I know you've been here for a few hours hearing about the various concerns and processes, and I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of the preliminary impacts of the jobs and the fiscal impacts coming from the development of the project. Obviously, there's a lot of review and considerations, and that's what the whole process that's unfolding will consider. And what I did was take a snapshot of, if you're going to spend $1.1 billion on a transmission line in New Hampshire, what type of construction jobs we'll be looking at, how many of those are likely to be local rather than specialized, what types of property impacts, the direct impacts from the $1.1 billion being subject to local, county, and state property taxes. So I have a handout. This is the, excuse me, in October we released the preliminary economic report and the fiscal impacts, and then I've updated the tax impacts to coincide with the most recent estimate that was stated publicly about the $1.1 billion. So really, I'm here to answer any questions if you had about the economic or fiscal impacts.
Just one question.
Sure.
We heard about the property value benefits of new commercial and industrial whatever. But did you factor in maybe the property value decreases that we heard about today due to view shed and things like that?
Right. No. The any negative impacts due to view shed or siting are going to go through the process. One of the criteria, I think Attorney Bisbee just walked you through with the Siting Evaluation Committee, for example, is to minimize negative adverse impacts on issues like aesthetics. So until we go through this process of working with people to identify which properties, how do you make it so that it has minimal impact, and then I think you can step back and take a snapshot. But I know there is a lot of concern, and it has to be evaluated on the sites that are affected. And what sites are affected or not is going to be determined through the process of where exactly that's going to go, how can you mitigate, what's the size of the towers, how wide, can you screen it by just moving it a little way over the hill. You know, how do you address it so that you have this positive impact of $25 million, and how do you make sure that this is pretty much held intact and that you're not seeing the reductions that people are fearful of. So that will come through the siting process, and I'm sure there'll be testimony and analysis submitted through there to make sure that this is not eroded.
Sure. Thank you.